Verdi by Janelle Cannon. On a small tropical island, the sun rose high above the steamy jungle. A mother python was sending her hatchlings out into the forest, the way all mother pythons do. "Grow up big and green as the tree's leaves," she called to her little yellow babies as they happily scattered among the trees. But Verdi dawdled. He was proudly eyeing his bright yellow skin. He especially liked the bold stripes that zigzagged down his back. Why the hurry to grow up big and green, he wondered. Maybe some of the older snakes in the jungle could tell him. Verdi ventured into the treetops to look for them. Umbles, Aggie, and Ribbon were lazing on some branches nearby. Verdi peered at their droopy green bodies. "It's not polite to stare," chided Aggie. Umbles burped and groaned. "It's taken nearly 4 weeks for that last lizard to digest. I surely do like lizards, but lizards don't like me." "Why don't lizards like you?" asked Verdi.
"Don't interrupt," Umbles grumbled.
"Dear me," whined Aggie. "If I don't shed soon, this itchy skin will drive me bananas." Verdi tapped a tune with his tail as he waited to speak.
"Stop that, Verdi. It makes me nervous," Ribbon complained. "Besides, you'll never grow up to be properly green, always interrupting and constantly fidgeting."
Verdi couldn't imagine being in such a hurry to be like them, and he really wanted to keep his sporty stripes. Hoping to find snakes that weren't so boring, Verdi slipped away. Dozer was snoring in a tree not far from the others. "Hello," said Verdi. "Do you want to climb trees with me?"
"I'm tired," Dozer growled. "Go do a few laps around the jungle, okay?"
Verdi's heart sank. Greens were not only lazy and boring, they were rude. At the top of a very tall tree, Verdi gripped one branch with his tail and another with his little snake jaws. "I will never be lazy, boring, or green," he thought. "I will jump and climb and keep moving so fast that I will stay yellow and striped forever." Then Verdi let go. From a distance, the greens watched. "Oh, my," they chorused. Ribbon shook his head. "At this rate, he'll be lucky to make it to his first molt." Aggie nodded. "He's likely to put an eye out on a branch." Umbles moaned. "He may not live to turn green." But one day, Verdi's skin began to peel, revealing a pale green stripe stretching along his whole body. "Cack!" he gasped. "How can this be? I'm the speediest snake in the jungle, and I'm still turning green." He raced down to the river, grabbing up a mouthful of rough leaves. Verdi flung himself into the water. "If I can't run this green off, I'll scrub it off," he thought. His frantic splashing caught the eye of a large bottom feeder cruising the murky depths. "Yum," the old fish hummed. "Lunch." Before the fish could haul Verdi under, the frightened snake bit him on the nose. Ha-poo! With a blast of his rubbery lips, the great fish sneezed, sending Verdi into the air. Slapping onto the soggy shore, Verdi skidded
out of reach.
Phew, that was close, he sputtered. Every inch of his body was covered with wet, gloppy mud. Kind of lumpy, kind of brown. It sure beats being green. He left the mud on.